duty is to give you the manure you need. NTK's duty is to give you the fertilizer you need. NTK's duty is to sell you the disinfectants and the sprayers you need. But it is not his duty to grow what you have planted. After buying the fertilizers, after buying the sprayers, after buying all the poison to kill the weeds or the alien plants, it is the duty of the buyer to go and make sure that his farm is satisfied. Am I talking to somebody? What does that mean? Here is a supplier, your man of God, your servant of God, who stands on behalf of God. When he gives you the word, you are supposed to know what to do with it. I've been given fertilizers in the church. I have been given sprayers in the church. But I have been told how to use it, because at the backpack, it has instructional manuals. Pour this kind of fertilizers on a radius of this much space. This disinfectant, pour it, mix it with so much water that it may become effective and productive. Now, with the same instructions I have, if I overdose or underdose the dosage required, it will not work, and I will come back and say, but I did what they told me did not work. But I did not follow the dosage. Somebody's not hearing this at all. Somebody's not hearing this at all. So there is a dosage that this one has to do. When I come to church, I'm here to receive the manure for my destiny. I'm here to receive the fertilizer for my destiny. I'm here to receive the disinfectants for my destiny. But it is not my man of God who's gonna come and pray on my behalf when I'm sitting down. It's not my man of God who's gonna read the word for me when I'm not doing anything. After him giving me the secrets of the word, giving him what to do, I have to go and apply it for myself. And many times we blame God. There's a ministry called Don't Blame God Ministries. And I think now I understand the servants of God that came up with that word. Because at many times we blame God. Oh God, you said I am blessed. I am the head and not the tail. But it looks like I'm the tail. Before you read I'm the head and not the tail, start from where it starts. It says, this day, if you shall diligently obey the words which I give to you, and be careful to do all that is written, all that is rammed, then shall you be the head and not the tail. Blessed shall you be in the field and in the city. So in other words, if I have not yet started doing the first prerequisite, I cannot move to the second stage of the blessing. And oftentimes we blame God that, God, you said I am blessed. You said I am prosperous. Remember, the word of prophecy does not come to replace the word of God. Though you have received a prophecy, you are still subject to obey what the word of God says for your prophecy to come to pass. Though you have received the declaration, you are still subject to obey the word of God for your declaration to come to pass. But many of the times we receive prophecy, we receive the word of God, and as it is, we go and sit down and do not work on it. And we expect rewards to come.